Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bob, where are my glasses? Did you take them? Oh, there they are. It's Pomp and Joe at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Bob's eating a blueberry donut and enjoying some coffee. The place is starting to fill up, I might add. We all agreed that in the first segment, Bob, you underachieved a little bit. That's what everybody said here.
Well, I'm pretty much your caddy, so I'm part-time Pomp, as you call me, so therefore I'm just trying to help you along the way on days you need help. That's it.
No, we posed for a lot of pictures. It was very exciting, and this is absolutely awesome as we kick off our Feed the Need event for next week. Limits is yelling at me. Back in the home office. It's unbelievable. He's trying to get me to adhere to the schedule today of all days. I'm out on site here, Bob.
He should know better than that.
What is happening?
You don't adhere to the schedule when it's right in front of you. So when you're on a situation like this, it's never going to be anything different. So that's okay. Chill out back there.
It's incredible.
I just didn't want to keep Noah waiting. I don't know how much of a schedule he's
on.
Oh,
see, I didn't know we had a guest on. We do. Important news here.
Yeah, we have the Noah Constrictor, Noah Hiles. Live from Bradenton, read his stuff at postgazette.com. Noah, what is happening here with Jared Jones? How much concern about this discomfort in his elbow? And if he's not ready to go, and it doesn't appear he would be at the start of the year, who takes his place?
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on. There is some concern. I will emphasize that they're still waiting to figure out what is happening with Jared Jones here. They're getting a second opinion now, and they're just kind of in a waiting pattern to figure out what the actual diagnosis is for Jared Jones and how much time he might miss because of it. Right now, all we know is he threw a bullpen on Sunday. After the bullpen, approached the team and said he had right elbow discomfort. Because of that, they put him on the shelf. He will not pitch in his final spring training outing that he was scheduled to pitch in. So he's done for spring. And Shelton's quote is he's not going to make his next start in spring training. That's for sure. I think with that being said, we're going to have to look into what happens going into the season. So if he is unable to pitch at the start of the regular season, I think there are two clear options to replace him in the starting rotation. And those options are Thomas Harrington, the only prospect arm that's still with the big league club right now in spring training, and Carmen Baginski, a guy who's been a reliever for this team at the major league level for the last 2 years, but transitioned into a starter role, I think, for situations possibly like this, if they needed that additional depth. So I would say those are the two candidates that would be most likely to replace Jones in the rotation should he need to go on the IL.
Noah Hiles, live in Bradenton, talking about the news that Jared Jones experiencing elbow discomfort, two words you never want to hear in relation to a pitcher. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And if you want to communicate with our friend and yours, City Limits, the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Noah Hiles on the fan hotline. Bob, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
So, Noah, I want to ask you about Harrington. So yesterday I'm watching, and I noticed that he's going into the fifth inning, and we were just sitting there talking about that's kind of long, not knowing anything about Jared Jones. Do you think at that point they had some sort of idea that maybe they need to build him up just in case?
Yeah, I think they do. I think his stay this long with the big league club isn't entirely related to Jones. I think he's just had a really good spring, albeit in a limited sample size. He's only pitched three times in Grapefruit League play, but he's shown a lot. I mean, he's added velocity to all of his pitches. He has, I think, probably the best command of the strike zone out of any pitching prospect they have right now. There's a lot to like with this guy, but I think that going into his start yesterday, yeah, they knew that they needed to get a better look at this guy because of the Jones information, which came to their attention on Sunday. So I think that played a part in why he pitched on Tuesday and for how long and everything that went into his outing on Tuesday.
All right, Noah, we'll leave you with this. What about Bubba Chandler?
I wouldn't completely rule it out, but I would say Harrington has the edge over Chandler right now simply because he's still with the big league team in camp. Chandler was sent down to minor league camp weeks ago. So I would think because of that, I would give the edge to Harrington, but who knows? I mean, if this is going to be a long-term thing, and again, we don't know that for now. That's just a hypothetical I'm proposing. If it is a long-term thing, then maybe Chandler is an option. But for now, I would say that Harrington and Majinski would be the top two candidates to replace Jones should he need replaced in this rotation.
Hey, man, we appreciate you joining us on short notice here. That was very nice of you, and we'll talk to you again.
Absolutely, guys. Happy to come on whenever.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
See you, buddy. That's Noah Hiles of the Post Gazette. Our six-pack, as always, brought to you by Bet365, and the 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Bob and I are here at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. You can stop by to say hello. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. And just to introduce the general and let him talk a little bit more about our auction items today, that you can bid on at 412-920-9444. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. General, we can't tell you how thankful we are that you have invited us out here again this year, this particular week, or at least leading into our Radiothon week for Feed the Need. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for coming. Appreciate the gracious introduction. But the main thing for today, this is fun stuff, but let's raise some money for Feed the Need.
And you've already done that because I have some updates in front of me. So let's go through these one by one. If you call 412-920-9444, you can bid on these things. Our lot one here is a Paul Skeens collection. Why don't you explain it more? And the bid currently is $150. So if you want to top that, call that number I mentioned.
So we have three separate Paul Skeens Topps rookie cards. All are PSA 10 gem.
What is PSA, just because?
PSA is a grading service.
Getting a prostate exam. That's when I saw that, I said, what is this?
Think of this. It's like hiring an umpire. They're an arbitrator. You send your card to them. You pay them a fee. And it's interesting because Steve Cohen, who owns the Mets, owns PSA, paid $784 million
wow.
for the company.
See?
They are third party. So in the age of the internet, in the old days, you'd say, oh, this card's mint. People would take your word for it. Now, this is an arbiter that slabs the card, records when they graded it, and then gives their opinion 1 to 10 as to what the card is. Obviously, 10 is the highest. This is collector grade, investor grade. These are three separate Paul Skeens rookie cards, all the highest grade you could get, 10. So that's a good investment lot.
So that currently is for $150. So if you want to call the number at 412-920-9444, you can make a bid to top it and get that.
So the second card is a booklet card. It unfurls, and it has six pieces of game-used memorabilia, including the great one, Clemente. We've been here 35 years. The number one person that people ask for Christmas gifts, Father's Day, Roberto Clemente. Mm. This is actually a piece of bat he used in a game. They only made 36 of these cards.
Wow.
And all of these other Hall of Famers, Frank Robinson, Yastrzemski, Mickey Mantle, Harmon Killebrew, Ted Williams, piece of memorabilia from each of those guys also embedded in the card.
Did I tell you, General, that Yastrzemski is from a part of Long Island that my ancestors are from and that they were potato farmers?
Fantastic player.
And I loved him.
Very collectible.
I wish he hadn't popped out to end that Yankees playoff game, the Bucky Dent game, but I forgave him. Apparently he plays golf every day, you tell me?
Very good golfer, yep.
What part of Florida is he in?
I don't know that part.
Bob, should I call you Yastrzemski and explain our
Long
Island
roots? Just about everybody else, so you may as well call him too. I mean,
might be able to work something out. Third thing we have is a T.J. Watt autographed jersey authenticated by Beckett. It means the autograph's guaranteed.
Well, one thing we should mention, that bid already is $350 for that Clemente piece you mentioned.
Exactly.
So if you want to call on top of that, you can do so, and you'll be helping Feed the Need and getting a great piece.
We also have a T.J. Watt autographed jersey. Our fourth lot is a game-used stick from the early 90s, autographed by all the Penguins, including Mario Lemieux. Kevin Stevens is on there, Paul Coffey, Mark Recchi.
First bid we had is $66. How about that?
That
interesting
is great.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
We need to get a six or a seven in front of that.
Yeah.
It'll buy a lot of meals. Number five, we have an O'Neill Cruz autograph baseball. O'Neill's a good autograph. People
might get a lot better, too.
We need him.
Yeah.
We need him. We need a 30-30 out of him. And before we go any further in regards to the bids, I'd like to make a donation for the Feed the Need.
I was just going to say, this guy.
Look
at this guy. $1,000
wow.
from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry.
How about that? That deserves a round of applause here, General.
Yeah. Here for sure. Should I put it right in the bucket General?
Yeah, put it in the bucket.
That's awesome.
A lot of people have already come in and made generous donations here.
No applause needed for me. It's like an honor to be involved. When Mike told me about this a couple of years ago, I'm like, how could we not do this?
Right.
There should be no one hungry. You know, we all have the ability to help, and this is my little way of contributing. So thank you guys for coming today.
Of course,
that's
General.
Awesome.
I mean, this is...
I'm blown away by this. I've never...
Me too.
He tried to describe it. Joe said, when you see him trying to describe it, in my mind, I had something I thought I would see. Absolutely dwarfed compared to what I've seen here. It's unbelievable how good.
And
we got to add, too.
Yeah, what a great
blessing. He's got a great head of hair. What happened to you?
There we go. So what? How much more could God bless you? You work in an area that you love, stuff you do. I got my father with me.
How about that? He's going well.
My lovely wife and her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Christine.
Christine, happy birthday.
So it's a family affair, and it's something we're honored to do, and this is certainly the highest of honors. One of the things I've always believed is a business should give to the community, not just take from the community. And this is a great way. Our businesses overlap.
I've seen it firsthand, General. You donated to my softball team that subsequently imploded, but I thanked you for that at the time, too.
I don't think I had anything to do with the timing there.
No. You were a reason we might have stayed together. Bob, did you see the 72 Summit Series cards back there?
I saw,
Canada
yes.
and the U.S.? How about that?
I saw.
Or no, Canada and Russia.
Jeff's father showed me
the
Montana Irish helmet.
Yeah.
That helmet is pretty special. Signed by Joe Montana.
Is that a Gronkowski Woodland Hills jersey?
No, Pro Bowl.
Wow.
Pro Bowl autographed jersey.
Look at that. What were you going to say, General? I'm sorry.
It's one of the things about the 35 years is something different comes in every day. That's the
So let me ask you about that. Do you actually recruit this stuff? How do you assemble such a collection of stuff?
No, it's 35 years of just trying to treat people the way you want to be treated. Try to be fair with people. The word gets around. Collectors are it's funny. We talk about this. Your customer base and mine is exactly the same. We have 100% overlap, right? And after 35 years of hoping to treat people fairly, the word gets around, and we get literally hundreds of people a week who bring stuff. Some of it's not great. Some of it's fantastic. And you have to go through all of it in order to find something really cool.
You ever seen anybody take this long D to Blueberry Donut, General?
That I haven't.
Bob's been nibbling at this thing.
No, I'm telling you why, because I have a tooth problem, and it's killing me to chew on it. And I think I need a crown, so therefore I'm kind of babying my way through this donut.
I have a tick bite. You have a tooth problem. We need a dentist.
Yeah, but
I
didn't put out a national call for it like you did. I didn't come in here. You asked me a question. That's the answer. I didn't come out and say, oh, my God, my tooth. It's just I'm so panicked.
No, now I feel bad because nobody wants to have a toothache. Seriously. Are you in pain right now or just when you bite on
just
things?
When I bite. So do you have straws?
Yeah.
I can suck all the blueberry right out of that thing.
Can you nibble on the donut on the other side of your mouth?
That's what I've been trying to do. And then I bit my cheek. So now I got a bloody cheek. I'm trying too hard.
Bob's playing hurt today. All right. This is spectacular. Kicking off Feed the Need. And if you want to donate, or I'm sorry, bid on any one of those auction items, 412-920-9444. If you want to donate, you text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. 50155, because it's almost that time to feed the need of the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. March 25th, that's next week, our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon will be raising money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. And that's brought to you by Aetna, Isley's, Beano's, and Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers. All the details at 937thefan.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.